help the process along, you know.
Oh, really? So is that helping you at all, you know, kind of not
well,
progress?
Well, yeah, I think we're making progress, you know. Made a lot of progress this last week, I think. So.
What's the hang-up?
What's that?
What's the hang-up in farm bill discussions?
It's been primarily a dispute over Title I and, you know, money, somewhat conservation. Everybody says it's SNAP, but and that's still an issue, but it's not what's holding it up at this point.
Oh, really? What part of Title I? Is it the ARC and PLC and getting that figured out? You said
not really, no. There's other things that have been brought into this that are expensive.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
No, I don't really want to get into it too much, but I mean, it's it's been a dispute between Senator Kavanaugh and Senator and the Chairman Conaway have kind of been there's been a dispute between them. Put it that way.
That may explain a little bit more President Trump's tweet that he made about Stabenow.
Well, I don't know. I mean, according to Mike, he tweeted against me, too. According to Mike, they didn't have anything to do with that, you know, their staff. So, who knows. But we probably made more progress this week than we've made for the last month. And I'm somewhat encouraged. This thing is within the range now where I can see this getting done, you know. So we're waiting on a couple scores, and that kind of held us up yesterday afternoon. We need these scores to be able to finish this stuff out, but we're getting there.
Congressman Peterson, I know it's probably a little different sitting at the table compared to being an observer, but some of the observers are saying from what they're hearing that you don't have the time to get it done, and that an extension is in the books. So what's the plan if there's an extension?
We said yesterday we're not talking about an extension here. We're still trying to get this done. We are running out of time, and we should have been, as Senator Roberts said yesterday, we should have been at this place a month ago. But we're there now. And people need to kind of take everything in perspective. The farmers in our part of the world here, if they have a farm bill by December, that's time enough for them to be able to make decisions and so forth. So there's no huge problem for us if this thing is not done, by September 30th. I think where we're at now is hoping to, over this next week to finalize this thing. And then, it's going to take some time to draft it and get the final scoring and so forth. And, we may go over a week or so, but that's not the end of the world. So, I think we can get this done. We're in a range now where I think I can see where this can come together. And there's still a little more compromising needs to be done. But, I am optimistic it's going to happen.
But potentially after the election.
No. I think we're going to schedule to be in the first 2 weeks in October, the House and the Senate's in. So, if we get this thing resolved this next week, we could pass it the week after, and so it'd be a few days after the law expires, but it's not going to require an extension because there's nothing critical that is going to happen in a week after September 30th. So.
You say SNAP is not the main hang-up in farm bill talks, but we've also heard that it is still a discussion. How are chats along?
Well, it is a discussion. We're basically down to waivers. And this is what I told the chairman that we should have done 3 months ago. Because I thought that was the place where we could maybe potentially come together with changes. And it's an area where it would make considerable difference. Because the problem is not that we don't have work requirements. We do have work requirements, and the majority of people are working that are on SNAP. The problem is the waivers, and they have been giving out waivers. You know, even the Trump administration has given out waivers on work requirements when they say they're in favor of work requirements. So that's the primary issue, and we're kind of down to negotiating on that at this point. The Secretary said this morning that he would recommend to the President to sign the bill if we can make some changes on the waiver system. I've had discussions with him about this, you know, 3-4 months ago. So I think we're, you know, what this is down to now is what can the Senate live with? What can they do and still get the bipartisan support in the Senate, which they need? And then the chairman has to decide what he can live with. Can he and his caucus live with what the Senate can live with? And that's been the problem. For us, the House Democrats, I don't see any problem with us supporting whatever Senator Roberts and Senator Connor or Senator Stabenow agree to, because they're, whatever they agree to, I think we can, I can sell to my caucus. So told Mike, I think we can add, we can bring significant Democrats to the table at the end of the day on this SNAP stuff, which means he doesn't have to have the Freedom Caucus and some of these other people that want to get rid of farm programs. You know, they were never going to vote for this bill anyway.
So we also understand there's a lot on lawmakers' to-do list between now and the end of the year as well, getting fiscal end-of-the-year fiscal budget taken care of. Maybe for more of the Senate than now the Kavanaugh, you know, approval process, those kind of things. Any concerns on that for the House side of things on the to-do list? Anything that's
right? Well, they're trying to get this stuff done, but they've got a continuing resolution solution that they've agreed to, and so I don't think it's going to be any kind of a showdown over shutting down the government or anything. McConnell is on the conference committee. He is as adamant about getting this bill done as I am. So he's pushing this. I want to get this done. Conaway wants to get it done. So, and I've heard his leadership is willing to, bring this to the floor when we get it worked out in the House. And McConnell, obviously, chomping at the bit to bring it up in the Senate. So I don't think that the rest of the agenda is going to get in the way of the farm bill. You know, what we have to do is come to an agreement that can pass both houses, and like I say, we're in the range now of where I can see us coming together with something that'll work.
Would you have said that 3 months ago?
No. No, because we still had on the table a whole bunch of problematic things in the SNAP area. That the chairman was not willing to budge on. You know, we had disputes over conservation. Most of those have been kind of resolved. So, you know, we were not close 3 months ago. But this week, Conaway puts something on the table Tuesday that moved us, in my opinion, in the range of where we can finish this. And like Senator Roberts said, that should have been done a month ago, but it was done Tuesday, and so now we're waiting for these scores and trying to see if we can finalize this thing.
Anything else on the farm bill we need to be monitoring or anything else you'd like to say?
Well, you know, I think everybody just needs to relax, okay? We want to get this thing done. We don't need any more advice. We don't even have people mucking around in the system. We need to be left to try to work this thing out, and that's why, you know, some of us haven't talked to the press too much and so forth. But there is misinformation out there about that the whole hang up is food stamps, which is not true. And like I say, we made a lot of progress this week, and I'm optimistic.
Congressman Peterson, just another question.